Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid. And now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, also known by some as Ego Man, due to my intense focus on ego and how it's impacting our lives, both humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Om Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face, which during today's show will have us looking at how higher ego vulnerability contributes to difficulty in coping with life's stressors and stress. This involves inevitable stressors that come with daily life that can often build up over time to become the stress that we experience. Stressors that involve daily work-related pressures and responsibilities. Relationship-related stress involving our spouse or partner, children, siblings, parents, friends, and coworkers. Financial stressors involving bills and making ends meet. Broader social stressors involving what's going on in society. And health-related stressors involving sickness and possibly becoming physically, mentally, or emotionally disabled. Unfortunately, stressors and stress can have a very powerful negative impact on our physical health and our mental health if we fail to manage them. And that's why I consider this to be one of the 10 key life areas that we are all called on to manage. Research on stress-related heart disease, cancer, mental illness, and suicide clearly demonstrates the link to a lower quality of life, our mortality, and failing to live up to a normal life expectancy. Contributing to the management difficulties are ego energy issues involving power, flexibility, or vulnerability that often lead into the mismanagement of stressors and stress, but in different ways for different people, often making things worse, not better, which I'll be looking at this and in my other programs that are focused specifically on a particular imbalanced ego energy and its impact on stress and the mismanagement of it. Mismanagement that is often unrecognized due to the blinding effect of unhealthy ego energy in seeing what's really happening. Mismanagement that's happening even though the person under stress is an intelligent, spiritual, and mentally stable person. Unfortunately, for those with higher ego vulnerability, the focus of our program today, they often respond to stressors and stress by going into panic or fight or flight mode, with lots of anxiety, fear, or anger happening to them. They more readily experience stress. They experience stress symptoms more intensively when they do experience them. And they can remain under stress longer, and often even when the stressor causing their stress has been dealt with. All of this is happening due to the higher ego vulnerability energy that's flowing into their mind, leading them to create anxious, fearful, or angry thoughts in response to a relationship, work, financial, or health-related stressor that they are being asked to handle. Another thing they often do is to find something to be stressed about, even if there's nothing for them to be stressed about. It's as if this is their abnormal normal, to be under stress. And they don't know what to do with themselves if things are calm or quiet in their life. And this also happens because even if they are smart, spiritual, and mentally stable people. But before we go more deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of ourselves, and often a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity, rooted in ego energy, affecting relationships with our family, friends, and coworkers, even ourselves, which could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Ego stupidity, rooted in ego energy, impacting our efforts to achieve, to use our potential, to recognize the service in what we are doing, and to experiencing a sense of meaning connected to our life's work. Ego stupidity impacting our ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in our life, often leading to their managing us rather than our managing them. Ego stupidity making it difficult to grow our mind with truth while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, with many of them acquired nowadays from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV, masquerading as truth, and often suggesting that truth doesn't matter anymore, leading many to avoid inconvenient truths. These are truths that we need to hear, even though we may not want to hear them. Ego stupidity making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading us into unnecessary anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting our spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, the life, and the energy God is in our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. In short, impacting our ability to be our divinity in our daily life. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things aren't going as well as you'd like in any of these areas, you've come to the right place. Because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, the absence of spirituality, or mental instability, and has a lot more to do with our ego energy, serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your lives, relationships, and experiences have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my website, my books, and my podcasts about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, I want to thank you for tuning into It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. During our show today, we'll be looking at the impact that higher ego vulnerability has on the way a person copes, or more accurately, fails to cope, with the stressors and stress that makes its appearance in their life. As a quick review, people with higher ego vulnerability are often wrestling with issues involving their human imperfection, which in the confines of today's focus affects how well they cope with the stressors and stress that life will confront them with. It's as if the stressor is exposing their weaknesses and imperfections, which they haven't come to terms with. And they can often lock on to the financial, relationship, work, or family-related stressors and miss the underlying issues involving their ego energy that are often leading them to overreact to them. Most of the time, what they are facing is the same as what we all face. But their higher ego vulnerability energy is leading them to experience stressors as being more frequent and more threatening than they often really are. And this can set into motion a response in which they overthink, ruminate, or magnify the task of dealing with the stressor that's often out of proportion to the reality of what they are truly facing. I know this person well, because I used to be one of them. As an example, I remember about 25 years ago, in response to having elevated cholesterol, which is a health-related stressor that I took very seriously, that I, in response, did about 13 things at the same time to lower it. I started drinking red wine or using daily aspirin regimen, also making use of fish oil and other things that I don't remember at the time. I remember eventually going into having dizzy spells in some of my doctoral classes, which led me to excuse myself from them in order to gather myself. Then I began to realize that maybe doing one or two things might be good, but doing too many things may actually be harmful to my blood. And once I figured that out and cut back on the strategies, the dizziness went away. But the source of my overreaction to this health-related stressor, due to the increased risk for heart disease and heart attacks, was my higher ego vulnerability energy that fueled my overreaction thoughts and behaviors. In my case, this was a firsthand reflection of ego stupidity I was engaging in despite being a smart, spiritual, and mentally stable person. Unfortunately, when people don't realize what they're doing to poorly respond to stressors, their body is often having to absorb the stress that is not being properly managed. When they are getting bad information from the wrong people, including themselves, just like I did, that can often result in elevated levels of stress hormones over time, which damage the heart muscle and the coronary arteries, leading to increased levels of inflammation and buildup of blockages, the precursors of heart disease, heart attacks, and early death. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Well, there are millions of people who experience these kinds of difficulties because there are billions of people on the planet, and every one of them has an ego just like you and me. Some of these people are living in roles such as the perfectionist, the stressed out person, and the overly self-critical person that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you or a loved one is experiencing any of the symptoms, ego stupidity, and ego impact on spiritual wellness I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you, 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms that indicate if a higher ego vulnerability voice, which is really the mixture of your ego energy and your mind, and whether is it talking to and through you in your life when confronted with stressors and stress. And here is the first symptom. You feel that you're being confronted by more than your fair share of stressors. People with higher ego vulnerability often feel that life is being unfair and giving them more to handle than others are. And this is often a non-reality-based thought because oftentimes life is just giving them the same kinds of things that others are getting. So here are some questions for you to think about in regards to this particular symptom. Do you feel you have more financial or family or health or work-related stress than others are experiencing? People with higher ego vulnerability feel that people they're getting more that's being put on their plate by life. Do you feel your stress is more intense than others, that you're having more intense feelings of stress than others are experiencing? And also, do you feel you have been under stress longer people with higher ego vulnerability feel that they've been under stress for quite a long time. In some respects, the thing that one has to understand is that you are more the source of your stress than the stressor is. I'll be saying more about that, but oftentimes that's the key awareness, is to understand that you, and more specifically your higher ego vulnerability energy, is really more the source of your stress than the stressor is. So when you think about these kinds of questions and the symptom, does that sound familiar to you? We're going to go to the next symptom. You often worry about stressors that have yet to occur or that are unlikely to occur. People with higher ego vulnerability are often spending time anticipating the future and the unknown, which is often tinged with negative thoughts about what might happen or what could happen, although they are often unlikely. So here are some questions that tie in with that particular symptom. Do you have trouble enjoying the present? People with higher ego vulnerability have difficulty enjoying the present. They're more preoccupied with the future than the present, something that, again, sounds very familiar to when I was experiencing higher levels of ego vulnerability. Keep in mind that feeling anxious and feeling happy or calm or content, they don't mix very well. Another question, are you looking for things to go wrong? People with higher ego vulnerability are often spending time, again, anticipating the future, looking for something to go wrong eventually, even if it's going well. And also, do you have trouble letting go of low probability negative fantasies? And the word fantasies, I'm not quite sure that's the right word, but something bad's going to happen of a low probability. Maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's a child, and you just are thinking about something bad or terrible that can happen to them that is a very low likelihood event. And these are the kind of things that begin to filter into the mind of the higher ego vulnerability person in regards to thinking about the future. So when you think about these kinds of questions and the symptom, does that sound familiar to you? We're going to go on to one more symptom before we take our first break. You have difficulty getting over it and moving on, even when a stressor has been dealt with by you or someone else. The person with higher ego vulnerability has a hard time letting go of things that happened that were unfortunate or a stressor. They often remain stuck in the past, even when something is over. And the reason why that often happens is because the event played upon their sense of vulnerability or their underlying sense of weakness and imperfection. It's as if that event kind of exposed that. And so here are some questions for you to think about. Do you keep going over it? Meaning that even though it's over, you keep going over it. Why it happened? It shouldn't have happened. Do you keep questioning why it happened? You just keep running through your head why it happened. And do you get upset with yourself for it having happened? People with higher ego vulnerability almost get angry with themselves for something having happened. Now, you might ask, well, why does this happen? Why do people with higher ego vulnerability keep going over things? And the answer is that it's often the best game plan that they have for not letting something unfortunate happen again, meaning stay connected to it. Keep your eye on it. Don't let it come up and surprise you or sneak up on you. In a way, it's the best survival game plan that the ego energy leads a person towards doing. When you think of these questions and the symptom, does this sound familiar to you? We're coming up on our first break. When we return, we'll begin to take a look at reflections of ego stupidity connected to higher ego vulnerability when a person is mismanaging stressors and stress. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Ohm Times.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at reflections of ego stupidity and when it's happening in higher ego vulnerability persons' difficulties in dealing with stressors and stress. Some of these may seem strange or weird, wrong, funny, or inappropriate. But that's because you're not living in that energy. But for those with higher vulnerability energy, it's leading them to engage in ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and feelings and behaviors that are affecting their ability to cope with stressors and stress due to the nature of their higher ego vulnerability energy. And it's often leading them to conclude that the abnormal things that they're thinking or feeling or doing are normal when confronted with stressors and stress. And like the symptoms, they can become their abnormal normal that they don't realize they're caught up in. But others often can because they're not looking at them through the same ego energy prism or filter or lens that the higher vulnerability person is looking through to see what's taking place in dealing with life's stressors and stress. And these are intelligent, spiritual, imperfect, and mentally stable people, just like you and me, but they've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making, not egos, their making, due to their unhealthy, higher ego vulnerability energy. And they can remain stuck there until they heal the energy, leading them to the symptoms and ego stupidity they are experiencing. This is what can be done with the use of ego medicine, consisting firstly of knowing what ego is and isn't, coming to understand that ego is an energy, that it is intimately involved in our survival. Unfortunately, when it becomes unhealthy and imbalanced, this energy can lead us in the direction of non-reality-based thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. And also coming to understand what ego isn't, and understanding that ego doesn't have an intellect. It has no ability to think on its own. It doesn't have a brain. As I've said earlier, it's an energy. And to also understand that your ego doesn't have an intentional quality. It's not out to impact your life specifically in any direction or way, shape, or form. It has no awareness of itself. It has no awareness of you, and it has no awareness of God. And I mention this because oftentimes writers on the topic of ego insert the notion that ego has this capacity, but that's not accurate. That's not correct. Our next ingredient to ego medicine is understanding or tuning into our ego energy, getting a handle on how much ego power, how much ego flexibility, and how much ego vulnerability are operating within our ego energy. This is something that you cannot do alone, but you must receive the assistance of the books that I've written, the website that I have offered to you, egoandspirit.info, as well as these podcasts. And then the third contributor to ego medicine is replacing ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs that we created. Remember, ego did not create them. And we replace them with those which are connected to truth and reality, both human and divine. And that's what the next part of our program today is going to focus on, looking at the reflections of ego stupidity for the disconnection from reality. These are the kinds of inaccurate, illogical, or irrational thoughts that people with higher ego vulnerability often bring into their efforts to cope unsuccessfully with stressors and stress. And here is the first reflection. Life is being unfair to me. People with higher ego vulnerability often get caught up in this thought that they keep repeating to themselves that life is being unfair to them. And it's a non-reality-based thought. And it's more so the case that they are being unfair to themselves. And that's coming forth from the nature of their ego energy and the thinking they are constructing in response to life's stressors and stress. And people with higher vulnerability, owing to the frequency, the intensity, and the duration of their anxiety and stress, lead to that conclusion that life has it in for them. And life doesn't have it in for them. Their ego energy, in conjunction with their mind, may in some respects have it in for them, but life is not out to get them. And this is ego stupidity that can feed into additional ego stupidity, which also begins to happen, which includes that I have more to deal with than others do. The person with higher ego vulnerability, again, gets involved in a lot of comparisons. And in these comparisons, they see themselves as being challenged with more than most others are, which is a non-reality-based thought, because most of us are getting the same kinds of difficulties, maybe at different times, but often in the same proportion that others are getting. Also, another thought, non-reality-based, is that people have it easier than I do, that life is easier for other people than it is for me. If life is easier, it's because they're dealing with their issues involving a healthier ego energy at work, maybe a healthier balance of power, flexibility, and vulnerability than the higher ego vulnerability person is. But life in and of itself is not making it easier on any of us. And also the thought may occur, life has it in for me, you know, as if life is their enemy. They often feel that life is their enemy when it's not their enemy as much as the ego energy that's flowing within them that is contributing to this situation with regard to stressors and stress. You know, the non-reality-based thinking can get into, life wants me to know pain and suffering. Again, a non-reality-based thought. When your higher ego vulnerability is healing, it's beginning to be in the balance, you begin to realize that maybe you're being more unfair to yourself than life is, and that the source of this is often your ego energy. But until then, when you're thinking that life is being unfair to you and all of the other thoughts that I shared with you, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to go on to the next reflection of ego stupidity, which is, if something can go wrong, it will go wrong. People with higher ego vulnerability are often experts at finding what can go wrong. And actually, what's happening is the unresolved issues of weakness and imperfection are feeding into that way of looking at things and thinking about things. And that's a reflection of this higher ego vulnerability energy flowing into the mind. This is ego stupidity, this notion that things will go wrong. that includes additional ego stupidity related thoughts. Again, non-reality based thoughts. For example, good things will eventually turn out bad. The higher vulnerability person often anticipates and expects that the good stuff will end up being inevitably bad or negative. Also, that life will eventually screw me. Life is going to screw you. It's going to find a way to ruin stuff that's good. And the person with higher vulnerability is failing to mention that, in a way, you're actually getting in your own way, but you don't know it. Or the combination of your mind with your ego energy is really the source of what's getting in your way. It's not life itself. And also another thought, irrational, non-reality-based, ego stupidity connected, I should only expect less rather than more out of life. I should only expect less rather than more out of life. And unfortunately, this is very powerful negative thinking. It sets negative intentions that often can feed into this encountering of more of the negative of what life has to offer. When your higher ego vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize that you're playing more of a role in making things go wrong than you realize, and that you can start to get out of your way. That's a powerful insight to be able to develop, is this idea that you are getting in more of your way than life is. But until then, when you're thinking that if something can go wrong, it will go wrong, and all of the rest of what I've just shared, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to go on to one more reflection of ego stupidity, which is that people, I shouldn't have gotten upset about having gotten upset. People with higher vulnerability often get angry with themselves for having gotten angry. People with higher vulnerability often try to reject their emotions. And that's unfortunate, because that's the last thing we need to do, as opposed to working with them. I remember attending about 2 years ago a workshop on acceptance-based behavioral therapy, which really was teaching, generally speaking, that what we should do is try to work and understand and accept our emotions rather than trying to reject them or push them away. But the idea that I should not have gotten upset about having gotten upset contributes to additional non-reality-based thoughts that include, I need to get distance from my emotions. And that's not usually very helpful, getting distance from your emotions rather than working or managing them. Or that I need to control my emotions. Again, the more we seem to resist these things, the more they are problematic as opposed to working with them. Or that I shouldn't let my emotions get the better of me. Again, another non-reality-based thought. We are human beings. Emotions will at times get the better of us, and we must learn to understand and work with them. When your higher vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize that it's better to acknowledge and work to understand your emotions than it is to reject, deny, or distance yourself from them. But until then, when you're thinking that, I shouldn't have gotten upset about becoming upset, and all of the other thoughts that I share with you, that's your ego making you stupid. Next, I'm going to go on and talk a little bit about specific insights connected to the symptoms of ego, symptoms and ego stupidity I've been talking about. These are insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to difficulty in dealing with stressors and stress. These are insights intended to help you see more of your ego blindness and what ego is actually doing when it comes to difficulties. And here is the first one. Your higher ego vulnerability voice, that combination of your ego energy and your mind, is really what's impacting the frequency, duration, and intensity of the stress that you're experiencing. It's leading you to experience stressors as occurring more frequently in your life. And it's leading to your experiencing stressors as lasting longer, even when they're over. In some respects, the stressor is over, but you're not over. And as a result, this is feeding into that lengthening of the stress that you're under, even though the stressor is gone, it's been dealt with. And also, it's leading to your experiencing higher amounts of anxiety, fear, or anger in response to a stressor. So it's this combination of your energy and your mind that's creating this intensity, the impacting the amounts of and frequency and duration of the stress that you're under. When you awaken and are more conscious of your ego vulnerability, higher ego vulnerability, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. The next insight, your higher vulnerability voice, again, the mixture of your ego energy and mind, is leading you to find things to become stressed about or more stressed about. It's leading you to interpret fight or flight physiology as indicating that something is wrong when nothing is wrong. Again, our bodies can go into this fight or flight experience physiologically, and we think that that means something on the outside is wrong, but actually it's our biology that's at work. I refer to this in my book as primary ego vulnerability. I think I have some of that myself that I've had that I was actually reacting to. And this is often leading to you finding explanations for this physiology, and you're good at that. I think I was an expert at that. Meaning if you felt symptoms of anxiety, but they were physiologically based, due to the nature of my autonomic nervous system going into what they call sympathetic nervous system activity, that was really the primary source of the feelings of anxiety rather than anything outside myself that was really wrong. And it's also leading you to be uncomfortable with calmness, stillness, or peacefulness. We people with higher ego vulnerability have a difficult time experiencing calmness or stillness or peacefulness. It's almost as if that's unfamiliar territory and we don't know what to do with that. So we find something that could be wrong in order to get us back to our comfort zone, which is experiencing fight or flight types of emotion. When you awaken and are more conscious of your higher ego vulnerability, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. I'm going to share one more insight before we go to our second break. Your higher vulnerability voice, which is the blending of your ego energy and your mind, is leading you to remain stuck on the stressor even when it's no longer present, something I spoke about earlier. It's leading you to remain attached to the stressor as a faulty strategy for preventing its reoccurrence, staying connected to it so it won't happen again. The stressor is over, but as I said, you're not over, because the ego energy hasn't gone anywhere. That higher ego vulnerability energy is still, quote, alive and well within you. And also, the surface issue is the stressor, whether it's a financial or a relationship or a health. But the root issue is your ego energy, which has you bouncing from one stressor to the next. So it sets the table for you moving on to something else or staying stuck on the stressor that's been dealt with, but your ego energy's not been dealt with. When you awaken and are more conscious of your higher ego vulnerability, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. We're coming up on our second break. When we return, we'll be looking at ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at how higher ego vulnerability can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to coping with stressors and stress that life will bring to us. We're looking at ego's impact on the connection, which is actually a disconnection between our humanity and our divinity. The disconnection from the God within our being, which is one of the four divine gifts that we've all been given. The gift of God within. That makes it possible for all of us to exist, to live. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds. When ego is getting in the way of working with the stressors and stress taking place in our life. Each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. Here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with higher ego vulnerability, who are failing to be their divinity, when stressors and stress have gotten the better of them. And we're going to start with ego's impact on being the love God is when dealing with stressors and stress. People with higher ego vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well when lacking acceptance of the weaknesses and imperfections of their humanity weakens their efforts to manage stressors and stress with unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love. Your divinity involves lovingly accepting your humanity in order to manage the inevitable stressors taking place in your life. When your higher ego vulnerability and lacking acceptance of your humanity leads you to come from a place of fear rather than love, in managing the stress that life will bring forth, you're not able to be the unconditional love God is in managing these important life challenges. We must bring unconditional love that supports the acceptance of our humanity into our efforts to manage life's stressors. It can allow us to come from a place of love rather than fear in working to meet life's challenges. When your higher vulnerability and a lacking acceptance of your humanity weakens meeting and embracing life's stressors with love rather than fear, you're not able to be the connective love God is. We must be lovingly connected to life's stressors so that we can learn what must be learned and from whom it must be learned in order to manage and heal from our life's stress, rather than being consumed by it. When your higher vulnerability and a lacking acceptance of your humanity are burdening you with the presence of fear and the absence of love in working with the stressors you're facing and the stress that you're under, you're not able to be the unburdened love God is. We must know, accept, and manage life's challenges with freely flowing love, in order to learn from them, in order to manage them, and to heal from them. When your higher vulnerability and a lacking acceptance of your humanity are limiting the amount of love and replacing it with fear. In your efforts to work with and understand life stressors, you're not able to be the unlimited love God is. The meeting of challenges with unlimited love will open the door to learning what is unknown from within and from others in order to manage and heal the stress we are feeling. But when ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, or less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. Next, we're going to talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the life God is when dealing with stress. People with higher vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well when lacking acceptance of the weaknesses and imperfections of their humanity is leading them to dishonor and disrespect their potential to be of service in helping themselves to better know the sources and solutions to life stressors. Your divinity involves welcoming, honoring, and respecting the service you can render to yourself within your humanity, so that you can work with and heal what has been brought forth by the stressors and stress life is bringing forth to you. When your higher vulnerability and a lacking acceptance of your humanity are leading you to dishonor and disrespect your ability to work with stress, you're not being the life God is. The acceptance of weaknesses and imperfections of our humanity will allow us to honor and respect our potential to learn about, to manage, and to heal the stress that we are under. When your higher ego vulnerability and a lacking acceptance of your humanity are leading you to dishonor and disrespect your life with faulty notions of its unfairness, you're not being the life God is. The acceptance of ourselves will allow us to accept life's challenges as happening no more often for us than what others are being asked to bear. When your higher ego vulnerability and a lacking acceptance of your humanity are leading you to dishonor and disrespect your life with faulty approaches to managing your stress, you're not being the life God is. The acceptance of ourselves will eliminate the need to quell our fear and anger with solutions such as drugs or alcohol or other substances that may end up managing us and making life lifeless. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity, in which any stressor and stress can be managed and healed. Last, we're going to taking a look at being the energy God is and ego's impact on it when dealing with the stress life will bring. This involves being able to access healing and transformative energy that's been designed into your being to naturally occur when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that's 3 million years in the making, just as all of the other wondrous things that we have been endowed with due to the wisdom of the ages and evolution. A capacity that's rooted in our common source, be it known by you as God, Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, Great Spirit, Source, or another I have failed to mention. People with higher ego vulnerability and lacking acceptance of the weaknesses and the imperfections of their humanity have difficulty being spiritually well when failing to manage stressors within the light of truth and understanding that can be found when they are not being blinded by consumption and rejection of their humanity. Our divinity involves healing and transformation in which we are willing to work with and manage life's stress by seeking the truth and understanding that can be found within us and others when it's not being obscured by the rejection of our humanity. It involves healing and transformation in which we are taking responsibility for seeking truth and understanding about our stress that is unencumbered by the distortion fear often brings to knowing stressors and stress in the light of truth. When higher ego vulnerability and a lacking acceptance of your humanity is keeping you from knowing truth and knowing about why you are under stress, you're not being the energy God is in working with it. The acceptance of our humanity will open the door to deeper truth and understanding of the sources and contributors to the stress taking place in our life and the ability to manage them in the light of truth. When higher ego vulnerability and rejection of your humanity is keeping you from knowing truth and understanding about your potential to manage the stress occurring in your life, you're not being the energy God is. The acceptance of our humanity will open the door to a deeper truth and understanding of our potential to manage life stressors despite the weakness and imperfections of our humanity. When higher ego vulnerability and consumption with the weaknesses of our humanity is keeping us from knowing truth and understanding about our ability to serve ourselves, we're not being the energy God is. The acceptance of our humanity will open the door to a deeper truth and understanding of who can be our servants, including ourselves, with the wisdom to be offered in delivering us from the stress that we are under. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, please know that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. And this is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us. God and life and we can become so much better and so much easier when we remove that obstacle with ego medicine. As we leave our focus on higher ego vulnerability and difficulty with working with life stressors and stress, give some thought to the symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact that I've shared with you today. I hope what I've shared with you will serve as a dose of ego medicine. And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. I want to mention before leaving that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid, at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. You can also purchase Focused Ego Meditations on the shop page of my website, egoandspirit.info, which can help you to know when you are truly speaking with your voice in your life and not ego's as you go about healing your ego energy where needed in its power, flexibility, or vulnerability. I end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and to shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and the divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exist within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual because you already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week, and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.